Mike Peroni knows what it's like to live through a disaster. In 2007, a flood wiped out his home and farm near Chehalis, Washington. For him, stories from the Snohomish County landslide hit hard.
I'm not able to look at the pictures without crying. I'm not able to hear the reports about what's happened up there and what these people are going through without being torn apart.
Peroni knows what it's like to lose more than you could ever imagine, and then, somehow, recover. KUOW's Liz Jones brings us his story.
How do you pronounce the...
Boisfort.
Boisfort. Yeah. Boisfort Valley.
This is bastardized French for Bafois.
Off of Mike Peroni's back porch, chickens graze and flowers are blooming. His 50 acres of fields stand ready for spring vegetables. In the morning fog, it's like a painting.
Let's walk over here just a little bit.
In big and small ways, you still find traces of the floodwaters that ravaged this area. 10 feet of water buried nearby towns and closed a stretch of I-5 for days. We walk toward a greenhouse that shows the flood's high water mark.
You can see it's over our heads here. And so that finished out probably about 7 feet. Hey, Rach.
Cool.
Yeah.
Humid in here. So what are you growing in here?
There's all of our alliums and fennel past that, more onions.
Peroni's grown organic produce for more than 25 years here in Curtis, Washington. It's about 40 miles south of Olympia.
Celery, and I'm going to guess that that's...
He lives here with his wife and their 7-year-old daughter. Peroni says after the flood, this lush valley was unrecognizable.
It was a war zone. It was total devastation.
Dead horses washed into his yard. Mud filled his house. He says it was otherworldly. Longtime residents moved out, including the horse breeder across the road, whose animals drowned. Owners of the town's general store also left, and the business is now closed.
So downtown Curtis has changed a little bit. The post office is still open, but I don't think you can drive past that corner without being reminded.
Peroni's property borders the Chehalis River.
Yeah, I'll walk down there a little bit closer.
Looking out at this now calm river, Peroni describes how the water destroyed his home and most everything inside. It took years to rebuild. I ask if he ever just wanted to pack it in.
Only every day. Yeah, only every day.
Part of what kept him going was the family, friends, and customers who banded together to help, especially in those early days.
They just stepped in. They were like, you aren't able to cope with this. You know, I was turning help away. I was like, oh, there's definitely somebody that needs your help more than we do. And I was at one point, someone took me aside and said, you know, that's not true. It's not true.
With his black knit hat, tattooed forearms, and gray stubble, Peroni gives off a tough exterior. Yet, it's still difficult for him to talk about this crisis. He says it changed him forever, made him feel vulnerable. The emotions from that time are still just below the surface.
Experiencing that type of loss is going to show up in ways in your life in terms of anxiety. You know, in our case, it's hard when it rains. It's just tough when it rains hard. You know, you go right back to that place.
Back inside, Peroni pulls out a waterproof box from the garage.
What's this here?
This is all records of insurance payouts, contractor information.
The flood prompted a few changes to Peroni's business. He now stores important files high and dry. They created an evacuation plan and have used it twice already. Every year, they also donate to a local farm hit by disaster. In the months just after the flood, Peroni poured his energy into restoring the buildings, the tractors, the ground that was lost. He wanted his wife and baby daughter to have their home back and stability. Reflecting on that time, he cautions anyone going through something similar to keep perspective on what's most valuable, and that's the relationships around you.
And these strong relationships, especially with family and community, are enormously important throughout this process. For example, asking, you know, what do you need to feel as though we're making progress? Because sometimes those things are awfully small that can make a big difference.
Peroni's heart goes out to the people who lost so much near Oso. In their sorrow, he hopes they can find a thread of optimism and believe the same words that someone once told him.
It's going to be okay. It is going to be okay. Doesn't feel like it. But it's going to be okay, yeah.
I'm Liz Jones, KUOW News.